will allow me to go 5 minutes over tonight? Let me see your hand. Now, from the heart. Well, about, I don't think I'm allowed to go. I'll try and be as brief as I can. Mark 14:26. Mark 14:26. Well-known portion. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise, also said they all. I'm sure the Lord will add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. I'd like to consider briefly 7 steps in Peter's downfall. When you think of that, you think of backsliding, don't you? And that word backslide means to lapse from a high moral standard. And that's just what Peter did. And as we look at each step that he took, you'll see he goes deeper, deeper, deeper into sin. And that's backsliding. You see, backsliding is a process. For example, Eve, she desired the fruit. And then she took it. And then she ate it. What a picture of one who gets away from the Lord. They desire the things of the world. Then they find themselves taking part in it. Then they find themselves, as it were, eating it, making it a part of them. And it says, Eve gave to Adam. And how often and how sad when someone backslides and gets down into sin that they drag someone else with them. Sad, isn't it? Someone looking up to a person, and all of a sudden they sink into sin, and it drags that other person along with them. That's backsliding. Someone has said, falling away out of the company and fellowship of Christ is an inward disease, preying upon the spiritual being. And that disease is self-will, wanting your own way. The first step in Peter's downfall, self-confidence. Peter, listen at what Peter says. Though all these shall be offended, meaning to fall away or stumble, yet will not I, Lord. Lord, maybe John will do that. Maybe James. Maybe Thomas. But Lord, not me. Never, Lord, I'll do that. Ah, Peter, depending upon his own strength, isn't he? And how often, Christian friend, especially young people tonight, how often we depend on our strength and we fall. Oh, may God help us tonight to distrust self and lean upon only the power of God. I'm reminded of a story of a salesman who was selling vacuum cleaners, talking about self-confidence. And he went out to this remote farmhouse, knocked on the door. The lady of the house had come in, walked straight in, and he opened up a bag of dirt, threw it down on the floor. Says, listen, if this super-duper vacuum cleaner doesn't suck up every piece of this dirt, I'll eat what's left. The woman says, sir, here's the spoon, because we have no electricity. Ah, you see, the vacuum cleaner was no good without being hooked up to the power. It needed the power. And my friends, so do we need the power of God. Else we'll fail every time. Secondly, look at Peter's second step. Pride. He boasted. He says, if I should die with thee, Lord, I will not deny you. Ah, little did Peter know it was going to be reversed, didn't he? It was the Lord going to die for him. Peter, never, never. And the Lord soon corrected that, never. He said, Peter, before the cock crows twice, Peter, you're going to deny me three times, Peter. Oh, Peter was ignorant of his weakness. And how often we're ignorant of our weakness. This message tonight is not a message to put you down. It's to help us not to get in that place where Peter got. To prevent us from going there. And it's a message for everyone from the youngest teenager to the oldest person in here tonight. Because we all capable of falling. The scripture says, let he that think he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. Thinking of pride, what does the writer in the Proverbs say? It says, when pride cometh, then shame. Pride will bring shame. Very often. Also, the writer in Proverbs says, a proud look God hates. And a man's pride just shall bring him low. Often. Peter says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. God resists the proud, but he cannot resist a broken, contrite spirit. Consider that. The mighty God is powerless not to consider a broken heart. And I beg you tonight, if you got away from the Lord, and if you started that downward trend, he'll hear you. If you come and cry out for forgiveness, he's a forgiving God. Why not tonight? And if you've never trusted him as Savior, why not? Come and ask for his forgiveness tonight. The third step in Peter's downfall was unwatchfulness. You see, the Lord said, watch and pray, lest you're going to enter temptation. And the Lord gets into the Garden of Gethsemane. And just 1 hour, he's praying, and he comes back, and Peter's asleep. Oh, he says, Simon. He calls him in another portion. He calls him by his first name. Simon, sleepest thou? Not you, Simon. No, not you, Simon. You said you just said you'd die for me. Simon, you couldn't watch 1 hour? My friends, how often we can't watch 1 minute. But let me warn you tonight. Including me. I preach this to myself over and over today again. How often I need to watch every moment, every step I take. Because Satan's out to trip me. Satan is out to get us. You know, sleepy souls are often easily tempted. Oh, don't let Satan catch us sleeping. That's the time we had that tonight, didn't we? Says, while men slept, that's when the enemy came. While we let the guard down, that's when he comes. Oh, don't we need to be watching? You know, Peter missed something by not watching. Listen to me, young people especially. Peter missed something. He missed the sufferings of the Lord. There the Lord was in that garden, and he was praying for an hour. And the scripture says he's sweating like blood. And his face is mingled in the blood in the dirt. Listen, Peter would have listened and heard those sobs. Oh, my Father. Oh, my Father, be possible. Let this cup pass. If Peter would have listened, if Peter would have been watching and seen that, I believe it would have prevented him from denying the Lord. Listen to me, young people, especially. If you could come here on a Lord's Day morning, and watch with us. And go back to Calvary. And watch him there taking our place. Let me tell you, be different for that week. He'll prevent us from sinning. He'll prevent us from going down. I'm not saying we won't, but he'll stop us a whole lot. Oh, I pray that you'll come. If you don't come to remember him, I pray you'll find yourself here. There's no place like it. No place like it. Fourthly, there was a shame in this. You see, Peter says, followed afar off. He was ashamed of the Lord. What a, see, you see how it keeps going down. Deeper and deeper. Peter follows, but not close enough to be identified with the Lord. Young people, older people, are we following? How close am I following? How close are you following tonight? Is it afar off? Or are we following close? Could we be identified with him? Would the world know tonight that I was a Christian if they'd never known me before? Is it something in my life that would speak of him? You know, whenever we neglect the word of God, whenever we neglect prayer, whenever we neglect coming to meeting with God's people, let me tell you, you're following afar off. You're not close. You're drifting. You're sinking down. Oh, I pray tonight that we'll all get into the word, that we'll all be in prayer always and always in fellowship with God and with his people. The psalmist could say, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. And I'll tell you, those who put their trust in him, he will never let them be ashamed. But, oh, am I ashamed of him? Should never be. I trust God that we're not. Fifthly, there was worldliness. There was worldliness. Says Peter sat with the servants and warmed himself. Having fallen out the fellowship with God, with his Lord, he now finds warmth with the Lord's enemies, the world. Let me ask you tonight, especially young people, where are you finding your warmth tonight? Where are you being warm tonight? Is it out in the world? Or is it in the things of the Lord? I trust young people, old people, everyone tonight. I trust we're warming ourselves by the fire of the Lord. You know, when Christians turn to the world's fire to warm our hearts, surely we're cold indeed, ain't we? Romans 12:1-2 says this, be not conformed to this world. It says, but be transformed. Why? Why be transformed? It's just that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you might know the will of God. That's why we don't want to be a part of the world. Three keys to knowing his will. Remember them. A yielded body. A separated life. And a transformed mind. What are we putting into our minds? What are we listening at? What are we looking at? What are we reading? We all have to answer that. Is it something that would please him? Not only was it worldliness, now we find Peter's denial. It says, but he denied, saying, I know not the man. You know, when one is brought to that length of finding his warmth among the Lord's enemies, he's prepared for that next thing, isn't he, to deny him. You know, if you don't deny him with our lips, and you might say, I'd never deny him with my lips, Freddie. I would never do that. But how about with my life? How about with my words? Do they speak of him? Am I denying him that way? I trust not. Finally, there was recklessness. There was recklessness. He began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. If this story had not been in the scripture, and we only knew Peter's life, he'd have said, Peter, no, you'll never deny the Lord. But it shows we're yielding. And we're only here because of what the grace of God has done for us tonight. Peter then begins to swear and curse. And my friends, if you get that far away, you'll do the same thing. You'll get out and you'll curse and swear. You'll drink. You'll do all those things. You'll do these open sins. They'll mean nothing to you anymore. James 3:10 says this. Out of the same mouth proceeding blessing and cursing. Says these things ought not to be. Young people. Middle-aged. Older people. These things ought not to be. We shouldn't be here singing for tonight. and cursing tomorrow. These things ought not to be. And I trust none of our young people do that. But what I've seen here tonight, my heart was touched again. It is every week when I see devoted young people. And I'm saying this tonight, not to let Satan get you down there to where Peter got. But I don't want to leave Peter there. Let me close by saying there was repentance. It says, when Peter called to mind the words that Jesus said unto him, and when he thought thereon, he wept. He wept. See, Peter's faith was real. Although he followed afar off, he remembered the Lord. And he wept. You see, that was true repentance. A Sunday school teacher once asked the class, what does repentance mean? The little boy put up his hand. Says, it means to be sorry for your sin. Teacher said, that's a very good answer. Another girl slipped her hand up, says, sir, it means to be sorry enough to quit. Are you sorry enough to quit tonight? If you're going down that road, are you sorry enough to quit? Like the prodigal says, it was when he thought of his father's house. He says, I will arise. I'll go back. If you're going down there tonight, why not, like the prodigal, arise and come back to the Father? He has open arms waiting for you to come back. Would you come tonight? I close with this short point. Listen to me. It's called Wasted Years. Listen to this point. If you forget everything else I've said, listen at the last verse of this, especially. I looked upon a farm one day that once I used to own. The barn had fallen to the ground. The fields were overgrown. The house in which my children grew, where we had lived for years, I turned to see it broken down and brushed aside the tears. I looked upon my soul one day to find it too had grown with thorns and thistles everywhere. The seed's neglect had sown. The years had passed while I had cared for things of lesser worth. The things of heaven I'd let go when minding things on earth. To Christ I turned with bitter tears and cried, oh Lord, forgive. And if you do that tonight, my friends, he'd forgive you. If you never trusted him, he'd forgive you tonight. That's what he wants to hear. Oh Lord, forgive. I haven't much time left for thee. Not many years to live. And I want you to listen carefully now. The wasted years forever gone. The days I can't recall. Listen, if I could live those days again, I'd make him Lord of all. Friends, tonight, you cannot live those days again. But I tell you, you can make it Lord of all. Let's pray. Why are we in the quietness of these moments? Young people, middle-aged and older people, I'm speaking to everyone. You know, all the years were wasted. We can't recall them. We can't do a thing about it. But if you're willing tonight to say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for where I've gone astray. Forgive me for those things that I've done. I'll make you Lord of my life tonight. Why not right where you're seated? Why not tonight? Tell him that from the heart. And if you've never received him as your Savior, what better time than tonight than to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I believe you went to Calvary and paid for those sins. I ask for your forgiveness. Come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, he'll come here. Why not do it? Father, indeed, we thank you that you are a God who's willing to forgive. If he would but just come. We pray if it's one here tonight who's drifted away. We pray that they would come like Peter and cry with bitter tears and repent and get your forgiveness. And Father, if it's one who's never invited you into their heart and life, we do pray that they would not leave this building tonight till they know beyond a shadow of a doubt their sins have been washed away. and they have a home in heaven. Father, with your blessing, we pray. For it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Could somebody raise the first verse of that hymn, I've wandered far away from God, now I'm coming home. Brother Ross, could you do that for me, please?